Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2395, Why We Struggle to Live Healthy, by Stephen Guise of ManyHabits.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to the post as we optimize your life. Why We Struggle to Live Healthy, by Stephen Guise of ManyHabits.com. Growing up, were you bombarded with eat your vegetables, exercise every day, drink lots of water, and other such advice to live a healthy lifestyle? Did you have to eat your vegetables before you got dessert? Yeah, me too. It's good advice, but it's often delivered in a don't question this dogmatic style with accompanying pressure to follow it and guilt or shame if you don't do it. We hear these statements from parents, schools, and even the news, but then a paradoxical result follows. We become deaf to it, and we subconsciously rebel against it. What's freedom got to do with it? The common reason for this reaction is that we all desire to be free to make our own decisions and be our own persons. Heck, that's the core reason for all rebellions. So, when a universally accepted practice is shoved down our throats, we might be more inclined to choose to go our own way as a statement of independence. This isn't a logical decision, but an emotional one. In my teenage days, I actually did this with music. I looked around me and saw that everyone liked music. So, with so much pressure and pro-music dogma, I decided that I didn't like music. Take that, world. Eventually, I heard some catchy music and loved it, and now I'm a music freak like the rest of you whippersnappers. I can say that word because my beard has gray hair in it. Unfortunately, this human tendency can be harmful if it keeps us away from what's best for us. Desire is made counterintuitive by curiosity. If desire were logical, nobody would want to go into a forbidden room with locked chests. Why? Well, it's a lot easier to go into the non-forbidden rooms with open chests. Logic would say that we'd desire the easy access rooms because we could get in trouble for going in the forbidden room, and we might waste hours trying to get into those locked chests. But the curiosity of, why is that room forbidden, and why are the chests locked too, gives it a sense of intrigue and increased value. Dang, it's underwater, let's just leave it there, thought no one as they all dove in headfirst. In the reverse way, I think that common wisdom is too often devalued for being common and freely available. Who hasn't heard to seize the day? That might be the best advice in the history of the world. Live your day to the max. But we've heard it so many times, we're like, yeah, yeah. We know that eating vegetables and exercising are the building blocks of good health, but we've heard it so much that it's become stale. That's worthy of tears because this ancient advice is extremely valuable and exciting when applied. How to reignite your passion to live healthy. The way to eat more broccoli is not to focus on eating broccoli is good for me. We covered how people rebel against broccoli and other things as an act of independence. The best way to go about getting back to the basics might be similar to my experience with music. I discovered music on my own, and then I embraced it. That's step one. Step one, discover it for yourself. If you've rebelled against vegetables ever since mom made you eat them before dessert, perhaps you need to research them yourself. Look up tasty recipes. Once you're accustomed to good, real food, things like candy start to lose their appeal. Seriously, I'll take a fresh mango over a chocolate bar every time. Find a vegetable that you love, or learn to love one. From there, you can expand your tastes to other vegetables, and soon enough, you might like the concept of vegetables more than you did. That's just the first step to live healthy, as it appeals to your basic primal tastes. The next step is to fully engage your higher self with benefits. Step 2, find the compelling benefits. If we fully understood the health benefits of a salad, I bet we'd all be eating more of them. The opposite goes for fast food. In a quick search, I found that broccoli has compounds like sulforaphane. Studies have found that sulforaphane kills cancer stem cells, and broccoli sprouts in particular have the highest known concentration of it. Cancer stem cells are essentially the heart of cancer. And suddenly broccoli and broccoli sprouts seem delicious. Broccoli also has other special compounds to help detoxify the body. It's also anti-inflammatory and contains a well-known cocktail of vitamins and minerals, each with their own set of health benefits. How much more intriguing is that than eat broccoli because it's good for you? Yes, there is actually quite a bit of mystery in plain old broccoli. We don't fully understand this vegetable's unique compounds and all they might do for us internally. All we know is that everything we found out is really good news. We could be missing out on some amazing, unknown broccoli health benefits. That makes it at least a little bit more appealing, doesn't it? The next thing you want to do is combine the first two steps to reframe the concept. So step 3, reframe it to live healthy. Do you tend to frame good things in a vague, meaningless, or unappealing way? Exercise is a common case of poor framing because many of us see it as dreaded work that makes us feel tired, and we have to fight our brain the whole time because it's telling us to stop and sit on the couch. But when you dig deeper into what exercise really is and what it does, it instantly becomes more appealing. Exercise is moving. That's it. You can move by just walking or running. You can move with some weight or resistance too. That doesn't sound so torturous, does it? To move? It sounds easy. Or do you view exercise like playing beach soccer and having the time of your life getting the same exercise benefit as begrudgingly running on a treadmill? And probably getting more benefit if you're playing beach soccer because sand running is difficult. Even if you don't live near a beach or have a favorite sport, you can find other ways to view exercise as fun. Watch your favorite TV show as you run on the treadmill. Try to have a good time. What exercise does for the body is fairly simple, yet exciting. Imagine your body as a road system. Transport cells need to get places to deliver goods and services, like vitamins, minerals, helping with repair, and so on. But when the traffic is a bit congested, it makes many of the cells late or no-shows to their destination. This would be seen in the form of health problems because your organs are not getting what they need to operate efficiently. Or your problem could be congestion itself in the main roads, meaning the arteries. Did you know that ischemic heart disease, or poor blood flow to the heart, is the number one cause of death in Western countries? That's not to scare you into exercising, because research shows that method of reasoning doesn't work. What does work is reframing exercise into something appealing, easy, and fun. Exercise increases the speed of traffic inside your body, while at the same time adding more lanes and roads to increase capacity and blood flow. This means more delivery cells can get through and they can do it faster. Deliveries are on time, repairs are completed in a timely manner, and operations are smooth. Exercise expands our blood vessels and increases our heart rate to move blood through faster. This is why it improves nearly every bodily function. When you exercise, you're helping nutrient delivery to every single organ in your body. It also helps your body rid itself of waste and toxins by the same means of increased blood flow. It makes your body a more efficient machine overall, and that's why we've been told so many times to get in some exercise every day. Those in great shape have lower resting heart rates because their bodies don't have to work as hard to do what they need to do. Since they are active and regularly expediting nutrient and waste processing, their body doesn't need to rush things. But when you're unhealthy and sedentary, your body is forced to try to expedite this process itself, which you can imagine is difficult when you're not moving at all. The heart itself is tasked with pumping blood harder and harder because it's too weak to get the job done in fewer pumps. This is a good visual image of what happens when you let your heart sit on the couch. You just listened to the post titled, Why We Struggle to Live Healthy by Stephen Guise of ManyHabits.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So I've shared with you a way I've found helpful when reframing exercise. I'm human. That means there are days when I just don't feel like exercising. And yes, I'm aware that I have a doctoral degree in public health and a personal trainer and host this podcast where all we talk about are the benefits of all these things. But again, I'm human. And so there are days when I'm too tired, not motivated, don't quote unquote have the time and so on, just like everyone else. So to get out of that frame of mind and get myself to get off the couch, I remind myself how grateful I am to have the ability to work out, that I have a healthy enough body to actually move it in a meaningful way like this, that I'm able to move weights around, that I have access to a gym, to weights, to all of these wonderful things. Once I remind myself of all of this, I find that I'm no longer sitting on the couch, but rather pretty quickly I've made my way back into the gym. So try what works for you, but I completely agree with today's author, Stephen, in that reframing things matters a lot. Changing the way we think about a healthy diet and exercising and managing our stress can go a long way to motivating us to get going. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for the usual Friday Q&A. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.